Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. And good morning, coach. It's great to be back with you. You know, one of the things I always said and heard in a movie one time, and I know you feel the same way, when you, it's nothing nothing like looking for a win on a Friday night and waking up on a Saturday morning after you found one. That's a pretty good feeling. The first thing that enters your mind is that thought. But morning, Coach. I appreciate you, of course, being here with us this morning. I want to go back and start talking a little bit about some things from last night. You know, give me your thoughts right now on where you think we are as far as the things that we wanted to be able to do. I thought really good about it myself. But give me your thoughts about where we are right now, you think, after a win last night.
Well, I'll tell you the biggest thing that, you know, I took away from it. We're sitting there and you're looking at the three phases of the football, and you're looking at your offense and your defense and your special teams, and I felt really good on two of those. Felt like we struggled a little bit on offense, you know, throughout the game. Finally got in a little bit of rhythm there in the second half and got it clicking a little bit, but was really pleased with how hard the defense continues to play, and I thought the special teams were real sharp last night as well, and thought the kids were well prepared on that end. You know, some things were going to change back on practice. I had changed a little bit of stuff this past week, trying to get our legs back under us from the 2 days and, you know, the spring or the preseason practice stuff, and backed off a little bit of us on the hitting end of it. And I think the defense was able to continue to carry on, but I think it hurt us a little bit on the offensive side. And, you know, those are some things that we'll address this week and change some practice schedules back up to see if we can get getting a little bit more of a routine on the offensive side.
There's a lot of things that you look at, and again, you go and evaluate, and you see things that, you know, you don't have an opportunity to see during the week because you're in a game situation. But one of the things that I felt like, I guess, you know, when we take away and look at the whole, and we look and make comparisons to previous times and so forth, I thought the defense was really, really well coached last night, obviously, and also I felt like that they knew exactly where they needed to be. I thought they were flying around. There wasn't a whole lot of room to run the football in the middle of the field. There wasn't a whole lot of room to run the football on the outside. Those guys were flying around, and I think they executed really well. They were exactly where they needed to be for the most part last night.
You know, we had his first chance. We had some looks at some scrimmages so we could start preparing a little bit. You know, you kind of been going off just air and what teams have done last year. You know, when we did the Bunker Hill scrimmage and, of course, the Owen scrimmage as well, you don't have a film to watch. But this was the first week we actually got to prepare and see formations and all of those things. And I thought Coach Brindley and those defensive guys did a really good job getting those kids ready and seeing some formations and stuff. We got aligned, you know, we were not in the right place a couple of times, but, you know, you got kids that are playing hard, rallying to the ball, good things will happen. You know, as I'm sitting here looking at the stats, look like North Buncombe had 81 yards total offense, phenomenal for our defense. I think our second team defense did a really good job keeping them out of the end zone, especially their late. You know, it's become a pride thing for our kids, and that's good to see. When the kids have got something like that they can rally behind and, you know, encourage each other for, that's a neat thing when you don't have to start hollering at them to cheer up the other ones, and they're doing it on their own.
When you're talking about defense, one of the things that I noticed last night was the big improvement out of the secondary. We're talking about, you know, looking again at last year, and that's our frame of reference right now, but looking at last year and then coming back into this year, I thought that secondary did a really, really good job in providing you with support in both phases of what you have to do defensively last night. And one of the big reasons why was I guess maybe the secret weapon, and Vondre Crouch, a kid that was with us as a ninth grader, he's back now as a senior, thought he played an excellent football game on defense as well.
He did. You know, he kind of starts back in the secondary a little bit for what some of the concerns were, like you said, coming back from last year. You know, I heard that in the town a little bit. You know, we got to get the secondary taken care of, and I just think they've done a good job. Obviously, as the season goes along, we're going to continue to face better and better competition, and we'll certainly be tested, you know, this week. You know, we've got Inca coming up, and, you know, Jeff had been with me at East for years and years as an offensive coordinator, so he certainly knows how to open it up, so I'm sure they'll be tested this week. But, you know, you look at the picks. I think, you know, Trevor had to pick six
right
early in the game. You had Lucas Hall that had a pick. You had Jesse Anderson that had a pick. So it was neat to see. Vondre's doing a good job getting an open field tackling. Jeff Henson, you know, a lot of these smaller kids. And then when you look at the, you know, trying to run the ball in between the tackles, just felt like our backers and our defensive linemen are really playing well. and they're enthused. You know, they get excited when they get on the field, and put us in some great positions last night because of how they played. And unfortunately, at least early on, I didn't think we capitalized on it the best that we could. Had some miscues early, but, you know, again, it's first game stuff, and it's, you know, we want to continue to get better. We certainly don't want to be peaking right now, but, you know, there are still some things out there that we need to adjust and get taken care of for next week.
You feel like right now that base set and that shade 50 a little bit creates that natural pressure up front and gives you an opportunity to do things that you want to do, and after they're going to get that sort of natural pressure up front, frees you up to do some other things back behind you in the linebackers in the secondary.
Absolutely. You know, I think it, you know, we felt coming in because of the senior leadership that we had up front. I mean, you're talking about Terrell and Lamb and Boyd and Underwood and Mashburn up front that are really providing us with a good push right now. And then you had your backers sitting there behind you, and you're looking at Colton Schuler and Dylan Hanna and Dustin Master and Cody Riddle, and just thought those guys, you know, are doing a really good job. They're fitting. They're doing the things they need to. Been really pleased with the open field tackling. I think our kids have done a really good job with that when they've gotten one-on-one. For the most part, I think we've gotten them down. You know, and,
right.
And it's just that it's neat watching the little guys. You know, somebody asked me what one of the biggest differences was, you know, between the team that I had at East and being here, and the physical part of it has been really neat. I know that's something that you know, we really addressed early on here.
Right.
As soon as we started camp, was trying to get back to being physical. And, you know, on the offensive side, and certainly not knocking all of our offense, I thought there were certainly some bright spots. But, you know, we were trying some different things last night, too, and moving people around. And I think we probably created some of that of not being able to get in that rhythm, and finally got settled in a little bit in the second half and started doing, you know, some of the things that everybody had seen in the scrimmage before against Owen. So it was good to see us rally.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
I'm not a weatherman, but sometime this rain's going to end and you can paint. Meanwhile, do that inside painting. This is the time. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill has 10% off Valspar Professional and Medallion paint. See Buddy Flynn for the perfect custom colors and save that 10% now. Check remaining sale price summer merchandise, too, at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Open daily, including Sunday afternoon.
Fluff's Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Fluff's will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Fluff's Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Fluff's proudly backs the Bears.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Brett Chappell Show, big win last night as the Black Bears will start the season now 1-0, 44-0 win against North Buncombe last night. I want to go back to what you know, start a conversation a little bit about offense. You're always thinking about quarterback play. You got a veteran quarterback in McKinley Brown last night. Thought he had an efficient football game. He's 9 of 19 throwing the football. Thought you guys had a good scheme in place for him. Not only was he expected to make good throws in the pocket with those, you know, three-step drops, those five-step drops, whatever you guys were looking at. But you also were booting him out there and getting him in space to make some throws. And those are difficult throws, but I think they're throws that you expect him as a veteran to be able to make. And I know that you know, maybe some nerves were involved a little bit with some of those misses and those overthrows and that kind of thing from time to time. But again, really in all facets of the game, and particularly when you're talking about having your field general out there, I thought he did a really good job last night.
He did. You know, as I look back and looking at the stats and stuff, really there was only, you know, two places that, you know, we were certainly a little bit disappointed in, obviously the interception. You know, he and I had a conversation on sidelines. We don't want to throw it up unless we're in a fourth down situation like that and just trying to get in the end zone. And, you know, had a little miscue on the extra point there on the trying to get in. Got a little too excited getting that way. But for the most part, he did a really good job for us. Got us in the right places, you know, did the right things. And certainly there's some positives on the offensive side. I don't mean to be hounding on it, but it just, you know, you have higher expectations. And, you know, we just had to come back in and settle down. We had, you know, Dustin Messer had 65 yards and two touchdowns. And we had Hunter White that had two receptions, right, 65 yards and the long touchdown. It was nice to see. And, you know, we had some good things that went on up front. But, you know, all in all, there's certainly some things that we can get better at.
Sometimes kids are quiet and don't say much. You know, there's all kinds of things that kids can do. Kenley is sort of a natural leader, isn't he?
He does a really good job for us. I've been certainly blessed to have come in a situation where I had a quarterback who was, you know, somebody that the kids listened to and respected, and he does a good job of that. And he doesn't really get frustrated. You know, obviously we're mixing some things in right now, and, you know, we'll cause some confusion on some things, but McKinley does a pretty good job, especially having Dustin back there with him,
right,
when he's back in the backfield, and do a really good job with each other, and, you know, kind of just getting the job done for us when we need to, and the line's doing a good job.
You got a lot of weapons, too. Saw a lot of guys with touches, both in the backfield getting touches right there, throwing to a lot of different receivers. You were mixing it up, not only with the tailbacks, but also getting your fullback involved. I think that you got some really dangerous weapons right now as you move forward, don't you?
I think so. You know, I think, it, you know, this week we're going to try to hone in a little bit more on what we are and what we need to do. And, you know, we do have some different weapons that we can get in the ball game. You know, I'm sitting here looking at it, and it looks like there's about six,
right,
different players that touched the ball at some point, whether it was a carry or a, you know, reception. And that's good to see, you know, that you're able to do that. And, you know, you can sit here and you can be negative all you want or be positive all you want, but there's a happy medium for us, and we just want to continue to get better as we go throughout the season.
When you look at those guys and what they're capable of doing, though, to me, you've got a number of guys that have a lot of different aspects about the way they do things that gives you weapons, too. It looks to me like you've got a really, really good short yardage guy right there. You've got some guys that will be burners. You've got some guys that will run over people, and you've got some guys that can stretch the field a little bit out there on the edges. You've got some guys that are not afraid to catch the football in the middle of the field. That's got to be a good feeling right now, too.
It is. You know, it's the thing that I have seen, especially throughout the summer, feel like our offense is very solid. I think we've got a solid 11 kids that we put on the field that can get the job done for us. And obviously on the defensive side, you know, they're doing a great job too. And we're sitting there with, you know, Lucas Hall back at safety and calling things for us on that side of the ball, and has done a really good job being the quarterback of the defense, you know, getting kids lined up and doing the things he need to. I know he got a pick last night as well, you know, interception. So, you know, having those two, you know, because Lucas is a backup quarterback as well, I think having those two kind of being your field generals a little bit has really been beneficial for us so far.
You guys have made some adjustments up front over the course of the summer, as most teams do, on both sides of the football. Tell us about those adjustments and how you feel that stands right now in terms of your protection packages offensively and what you want to do in terms of getting the quarterback and getting the backs right there on defense.
You know, I think the thing that we've looked at, especially the last 2 weeks, going against Owen in the scrimmage, Coach Rodomer and Coach Mathis did a really good job getting our kids ready for a lot of the blitz packages that different teams were going to give us. Last night was no different. You know, I thought for the most part our kids picked up the stunts really well on the
right
offensive side, and the backs, you know, helped out with the backers coming through. Still felt like we didn't get on the corner as much as I wanted to with, you know, when we got McKinley booted out, I felt like we had to get him pulled up a lot quicker than what I would like to. But, you know, that was a tribute to what they were doing as well. You know, they were really wide in the ends and trying to prevent us from doing that. And, you know, their kids did a good job as well. But, you know, it's kind of give and take. You got to take what they give you. And, you know, 44 points, man, pretty
exactly
good night.
You feel like you got some weapons on the special teams too right now?
Absolutely. You know, you're looking at the kicking game and the return game. And, you know, I know we had one of the punt returners that got called back and went back and looked at it last night and just didn't think it was a call that probably should have been made, you know, to prevent that one. But, you know, overall, I thought our kids were prepared. You know, I thought we were in the right places on special teams, got people on the field. We weren't having to scream and holler and jump up and down for somebody not being out there. And, you know, that's just tribute to the coaches, getting the kids ready during the week and, you know, the kids living up to it too on the sidelines and staying in the game. You know, it's easy when you get in a game like that for the kids to get caught up with everything else, but, our kids all stayed in the game, knew what was going on, and, you know, we were able to get some substitutes in and out, late in the game. And, you know, it's always good to see when everybody can get in and play.
That swinging gate gives you a lot of options on PATs, doesn't it?
It does. You know, that was something that I had done last year at East,
right.
and Ben had even done here at Pisgah, and it was, you know, a nice little niche as well. And, you know, on the end of trying to get everybody in, unfortunately, on some of those games, you can't get everybody in. There was a few kids last night that I didn't get in and you know, felt bad about it. You don't ever like to have to prepare for getting kids in the game because you don't want to feel that confident that you want to get that win. And certainly I've got to do a better job at that as well and, you know, talk to some of those young men after practice because certainly they are after the game because certainly they help us practice all week long. And certainly felt bad about that. And, you know, I told the kids, I said, guys, that's my mistake. You know, that's something that I'll fix and get adjusted. And, you know, you guys put the time in the week too, and I need to make sure you're in the games on Fridays if we can get you in.
And that's something I certainly would really admire as just a fan of this team. Your thoughts about, you know, getting those guys, all of them are working the same. They're all doing everything that they can do. And you've got a pretty big roster right now, so that's not an easy task for you with 40 guys.
No, you know, we brought some JVs up last night that we feel like we may have to count on at some point during the year. And, you know, like I said, I've got to do a little bit better job of managing that. And I think probably some of it came with the frustrations of not being as smooth as I would have liked to have been. And getting late in the game, and of course they kept the ball right there at the end a little bit longer than I wanted them to. We were trying to get one more offensive series in so we could get everybody taken care of. And, you know, glad the defense got stopped. Wish we could have stopped them a little bit quicker and got the ball back.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Healthcare reform is coming, and with it, uncertainty, because it will be different for everyone. But don't worry. Together, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina and Floyd and Susan Rogers can show you how the new rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, will affect you. With the exclusive online Blue Map tool, Floyd and Susan Rogers can provide answers you need to move forward in 2014. Call Haywood Insurance Services or stop in at 977 North Main in Waynesville.
Now, I'm not a weatherman, but sometime this rain's gonna end and you can paint. Meanwhile, do that inside painting. This is the time. Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill has 10% off Valspar Professional and Medallion paint. See Buddy Flynn for the perfect custom colors and save that 10% now. Check remaining sale price summer merchandise too at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. Open daily, including Sunday afternoon.
Back live here at the Jukebox Junction Cafe and the Brett Chappell Show this morning. One of the things I brought up last week was about the routine and getting everything set forth. Can you go through and talk a little bit about, you know, from the time you left on Saturday morning, your week starts, your game week starts for you and your coaches and then bringing in the players. First week of school for the kids, though, you didn't have them on Monday and Tuesday in school. So I guess towards the end of the week, you're able to get really in the routine that you would have most of the time. But what does a week look like for you? Starting off on Saturday morning and all the way up through game time on Friday.
I'll tell you the big thing, you know, we started last, and I can look back at last week because we started with a show here last week. You know, you look at doing a radio show in the morning. Yeah. Our coaches meet at 9 o'clock. We'll go through and get the rest of the laundry taken care of, and we will have already swapped film, and we'll start cutting it up. Try to get our coaches out of there, you know, no later than 1 or 2 o'clock.
Right.
Get them back so they can be with their families, get everything prepared for the week, practice schedules and things of that nature. You know, Monday, Tuesdays are our longer days where we're doing a lot of hitting and stuff like that. Wednesdays, we kind of back off and do some more team stuff and make sure we're good on special teams. And then Thursday's a walkthrough type practice to get us to Friday. This week, we had actually Dutch Cove Baptist Church fed us before we went. you know, and played Friday night, and we've got it set up to where we've got a different church in the community each week that will take care of that. And I think that was a little change up for the guys, you know, being able to do that yesterday and great meal, and you know, was able to do the devotion there as well. And it was, you know, a good opportunity for our kids to see some different people and things of that nature. And then,
and I'm sure those churches really appreciate those guys being in the building too, didn't they?
You know, I think so. I think it's a win-win on both sides, and certainly something that I hope that we'll be able to continue to do. And then, you know, you get to your ride, or you, if you're away game or home, and you go through your routines before the game, and it's nice to get to 10 o'clock and get to spend about 15 or 20 minutes relaxing and,
right,
you know, having my kids run on the field and just sitting back. And of course, I'll have to talk to Miss Bird if she comes down and wants to do a little interview.
Sure.
And talk with
exactly
her a little bit. But anyways, it's really nice to, like what you said earlier, to get to that Saturday morning and know that you found that win you were looking for the night before.
On Monday and Tuesday this week, with kids not being in school, did you do things a little bit differently? And when you go in the next time, I always think about Labor Day, because you guys are off on Labor Day from school. And what do those days look like for you guys?
You know, we changed the schedule up. We've been doing morning practices all preseason, and this week we went ahead and flipped back to the evening practices, try to get us ready for a little bit of the heat, and then wouldn't you know it, we had a cold front come through. So
exactly.
It just seems to be the way it works.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always a setback. It's like with the first time you put on helmets and the first time you put on pants, you're going to drag a little bit. Friday was the first time we've had a full day of school, so it was a little different routine for them. Certainly, I hope we'll get in the groove of things this week and have a good week and stay healthy and practice.
You mentioned something to me I thought was interesting last night. You guys get back to the field house. It sounds like you guys are already looking at things, looking at tape and meeting with guys. Do you kind of debrief a little bit when you get back on campus with your coaches after a Friday night
Absolutely.
Game?
Absolutely. I think sometimes they get a kick out of it, and I'll always say, all right, guys, let's reflect a little bit.
Right.
We'll go back and you know, we'll pull the stats up.
While it's fresh, right?
Yeah, and we'll get the film going and kind of go back, especially when we've got penalties we're looking at. And, you know, Lord knows we had enough of those last night. I think we had 10 penalties, so that's certainly something we got to clean up as well. But, you know, it's just like what you said. We kind of debrief while it's fresh on our minds before we move on to that next game the next morning. You know, and that's one thing. A lot of the coaches meet on Sundays, you know, coaching staffs. And Eddie always taught me he'd love to meet on Saturday mornings, and I kept that, you know, with me once I became a head coach.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, you don't get a chance to enjoy the wins as much because you flip it over and you're already going for the next week.
Right.
But you get to spend a little bit more time at home with your family and do things like that. So certainly that's worth it to me.
Going back and changing gears a little bit before next little break here. As far as health, injury, that kind of thing, maybe pre-existing or things that might be new last night, what kind of shape we in?
Everybody seems to come out of it okay. Hunter White got hurt just a little bit.
Right, I saw that shoulder.
On the shoulder, but I think he's fine, you know, continued to play and, you know, did a good job for us later on. And I told him, I said, it didn't look like that shoulder was hurting too much on that long touchdown reception. He said, Coach, I didn't have to lift my hands up. And I said, well, that's because your quarterback put it in a good place.
Yeah.
But I was aggravating him a little bit, but I think, you know, overall we're pretty good. Certainly that's a concern for us,
sure,
you know, trying to stay healthy and especially up front. You know, we feel like we've got some solid linemen. We just don't have a lot of depth there. So just trying to make sure we take care of ourselves as much as we can. And, you know, if unfortunately we lose one on Friday night, we lose one. But we want to try to take care of those kids through the week as much as we can and not lose one in the practice.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. Years and Plus proudly backs the air.
Chip, buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Athletics were a big part of my life. About any sport, you name it, I played it. Too many years of wear and tear eventually caught up to me. I knew I had to see somebody to take care of the problem. Southeastern Sports Medicine was a no-brainer for me.
Southeastern Sports Medicine, providing full-service orthopedic care at 5 convenient locations and weekday walk-in injury clinics. Visit sesportsmed.com or click the banner to learn more.
Back live at the Jukebox Junction this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. I guess, you know, going into this week, I would tell you that from my perspective, Inca is probably the most underrated rival we have. I think that maybe it's not that visible because we've traditionally and honestly had a whole lot of success probably when you look at records and so forth. But that's a big game, I think, for our people, and I know it's a big game for their people. I worked for a long time in that community. Because I think you'll see next week that a stadium is probably as full as it's ever going to be, maybe besides for that Tuscola game. And it's a little different for you because you're going up against somebody that you have a lot of respect for, that you spend a lot of time in terms of your life with as a friend and the new coach over there as well. So talk a little bit about thinking about going into next week against Inca at home.
Well, you know, it's going to be a neat deal for Jeff and I, you know, from, like you said, working together for so long. And Jeff and I are still really good friends and, you know, do some hunting and fishing together. And it's, you know, a relationship that I'll certainly keep with him regardless if he's on that other side or not. But, you know, it'll be neat next week. I aggravated him a little bit last night. We were talking and we still do some of the same type of warm-up stuff. And I said, we got to time this thing up right so we're both doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
And I said, that'll look pretty neat having both teams
Yeah.
Doing the same cows and stuff. So we're going to see if we can get the timing done on that one right. And, you know, you want to enjoy moments like that because they just really don't come around that much. Certainly I've been blessed through the years of coaching, you know, in Western North Carolina to have had some good relationships with some people. And just neat to see him on the other sideline. You know, it will be this Friday night. And it's like you said, this is a big game. You know, Jeff and I, when we were at East together, we always talked about, you know, the Inca job. We thought it was a situation where you had some of the same type of kids that
right,
Pisgah had and that Tuscola had. And I still find that to be true. I still think there's a lot of the same type of backgrounds of kids. And certainly he'll do a good job there. But, you know, the big thing for us is getting another one under our belt and continuing to move on. And I can tell you guys, the season's already flying. You know, I told the seniors and I told them week after week after week, I said, guys, you're going to blink, it's going to be gone.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it happens, and especially when you're having good seasons, you know, they fly by,
yeah.
And we'll miss those kids when they're gone, but I'm going to certainly try to enjoy them as much as I can while I got them.
Have you had any thoughts yet about what it might be like for you personally to be in that atmosphere, standing on our sideline coaching our football team with, you know, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 of our people behind you yet?
You know, I really saw it for the first time last night, you know, up at North Buncombe, and I even brought the kids together, and I said, guys, look at the home side, you know, look at the visitor side, and it was like 7 o'clock, and it was already packed, and
right.
We got people standing on the fence, and I said, guys, this is a away game. I said, you have no idea how good you guys got it, and they won't understand it until they move away, and then they'll realize, and I was the same way, you know, leaving Rosman, and it was one of those same situations where the town shuts down, and
yeah.
You know, football on Friday night was a great thing, and you just don't understand it until you move away, and you see that everybody else is not like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How blessed you are, and certainly these kids are, and I'm blessed to be a part of this community right now and have my family here, and you know, that was a big thing for us. You know, we looked at moving to a place where we felt was the right place to raise our kids, and we're excited about being here, and you know, got our daughter enrolled in Bethel Elementary this week, and so she's there and wearing my Bethel shirt this morning up here at the Jukebox Junction. So but anyway, it's just happy to be here, excited about it. You know, I had somebody ask me last night, I said, coach, were you nervous? I said, guys, we've been so busy, I hadn't had time to be. It just seems like we're just moving, and, you know, and I think that makes the time fly by too, you know.
One other thing to mention real quick, only got about 30 seconds. How about Rosman?
Great win for them last night. I mean, I was telling some of these guys up here, I had more phone calls last night on my phone before I got back to the field house, and they were from people from Rosman.
Sure.
Congratulate me on getting the first win, but wanting to talk about that ball game. So certainly excited for them. great game, from my understanding. My dad kind of kept me up with it a little bit and told me what was going on, but, you know, just a good job by the Rosman Tigers last night.
Well, I know that from our perspective, I know that you feel like there's certainly some things to work on, but I think there's a lot of good feelings right now around this team. We just want to keep it going. Want to remind you again, next Friday night, 6:30 will be your airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview show, and then Chuck and I will have the call at 7 o'clock live from the stadium right here on WPTL, WPTLradio.net, and on your iTunes application on your smart device as well. And then Coach Chapel and I will be back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chapel Show. For Brett Chapel, Chad Upton, Flea Market's next. So long, everybody.